Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All throws and monkey sounds in there are called good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon. Hey, welcome in. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you. How we all's doing?
Doing good. How you doing?
Oh, great. 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 Sun is shining. It's just short week this week.
It is a short week.
Times are good.
That's what happens when there's no Monday.
Yeah.
It didn't
exist. Yeah. 4-day work week. This gets bandied about a lot.
I do love it.
It is great.
Oh.
I don't know how much I buy the whole people are more productive with a 4-day work week, though. Because a lot of these things, then it comes down to, will they adjust? And then they just start, all of the data is like, 4-day work week works.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, well, what? How about like 2 years down the road?
Yeah.
Instead of like, right away, 6 months in, these people are really working.
Yeah.
What is it like years down the road, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean,
How's that look?
I had some of those, like, you know, I mean, every day is a work day when you're in the military, but like we did when we were deployed, we would cycle.
Mm.
You'd have sometimes you do 12s, sometimes you do 10s.
Mm-hmm.
It would depend on, you know, mission readiness, preparedness, and what the bad guys do kind of a situation. But like,
who's the bad guy now?
You could find yourself in those. And look, it was nice. And the big thing, the big reason we did it is to fight the burnout when you're at it every day, if you can get a day. And let your body and your mind recover. Like, that was a big, big deal. Like, finding a way to have a quote-unquote off day.
Yeah.
And again,
that's same as radio.
It's a very, I was supposed to say, it's a very different world.
Oh.
But, like, even, like, you and I have said this a million times. We are blessed to do what we do, and it's not a difficult job.
Mm.
But it doesn't ever really stop, and your brain doesn't ever really get to go off. And so, like, having that would be kind of nice in that sense.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, no, again, I'm not complaining about it. I'm just saying if we went to like 4 5-hour shows or something like that, like, would that bother me? No.
I think it would.
Nah.
I think you'd end up eventually getting bothered by it. That's a lot of shows.
It is.
That's a lot of time.
Meh.
In a row. But it's... That's the other thing is people are like, you only work 3 hours a day?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. don't count the endless amount of hours that go into
but then
all
I go
stuff.
I go, you know what? No.
Yeah. I don't argue with it.
You're right.
You know.
It is.
I don't tell people when I have like 19-hour days. It's like, oh yeah, no, it's totally cool.
Yeah. 19-hour days.
I had a couple of those during the playoff runs.
Golly.
Yeah, those are not fun.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
No.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Not fun.
Jeff Russ, no soup for you today?
No soup for me today.
Mm.
Fighting off a sneeze throughout that entire update. That was super fun.
And Wessel Westbrook.
I can never say his name.
Wessel Westbrook.
That's the bee in my bonnet is old Wessel Westbrook.
Look, playing injured over there.
Yeah.
Jeff Rust.
Allergies these last couple weeks, killing me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. I had to sneeze.
Hit the grass seed capital of the world golfing yesterday out at OGA in Woodburn. That's always fun. I made it through the almost the entire round without completely sneezing out of control. I think I made it to like 16 before I let out like the five sneeze, like, oh my God, what is that? I'm dying
the
outbreak.
Mirage.
But yeah, no, it's that time of year, man. We're hitting. I saw we got a 90 appearing on the weather report.
What? Seriously?
The end of the deal. Yeah, it was 90 yesterday on like not this Wednesday, not tomorrow, but the week after, I think.
Mm. I see none of that. I see 83 is the highest, that's tomorrow.
Oh, we bumped down? Oh, God, it's definitely changed. Yeah, and it says 76 now, because it was way up when we were looking at it on Sunday, Saturday.
We're in, I'm ready to say it, Spring 4 is here. Spring 4. We are here. We've made it out of Spring 3.7. We are to Spring 4. 79 today.
Love it.
83 tomorrow. 69.
Nice.
Little change of pace for you. Maybe sprinkle a little rain in. Who knows? Get frisky with it on Thursday. And then we're in the 70s. We got a good run of like the 70s and 80s.
I just saw 84 on Friday.
On Friday? Yeah. I got 81 on mine.
Yeah.
Duck. Controversy.
Mm.
Controversy.
Controversy is here.
It's computers.
Controversy
That'd
is here.
It'd be weird if it was 81 at your place and 84 at mine.
Yeah, we don't live that far from each other. Yeah. There's global warming.
Yeah.
Just swirls it around.
Russ lives closer to the sun. He's like, he's got 20 feet of elevation change. Jeff Russ and I live right down the street from each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do love me some beautiful weather, though.
It's great. Mm. It's great. We've got this past weekend was a yard work weekend.
Oh.
Getting stuff done.
Oh, okay.
You know, trimming the hedges and whatnot.
Mm.
I now understand why people have. I love doing it. There was a time where I loved mowing the yard, trimming bushes, all that stuff.
You understand landscaping service now?
I'm out. Oh. Yeah, I'm out.
I hate it.
Like, there is something cathartic about it.
Oh, it is.
At times.
Yeah. But it's having to do it. Like, I got grass shamed by my neighbors.
Mm.
It happened. So. We've got the.
Well, you often talk about you're like, I don't know how it happened. The grass got out of control. Sometimes grass does that here. It just comes out of no. You're like, where did that? What? What in the world is happening?
I let it. It went another cycle
because
of a little sprinkling we got.
Mm. Got to stay on it.
And it's like, oh crap, I can't mow today because it was literally mowing while it was raining while I was wanting to go mow. And
got
to
stay on it.
Go mow the wet grass, and then I didn't have time. And then blah blah blah. It built up. Anyways.
My wife never buys that.
Oh,
like, I'm not mowing. It's too wet. No, you're gonna go mow. The heck I am.
No, it like you end up spending hours out like, with as much grass as we have. You end up spending like 4 hours out there because it just keeps clogging up. It's just not worth it. But my neighbors, they've got we each have an RV parking spot. Mm-hmm. There's on the if you're looking on the outside of the house, on the left side of the house, ours on the right side, so they're right next to each other. And they mowed like kind of onto my property.
Mm.
By like 6 inches.
Oh, a little purpose pitch.
And it was like, okay, I get it, dude. Like, I'm going to throw my wife under the bus here. She lost the extra set of batteries
okay.
for the lawnmower.
Wait, how do you lose batteries to your lawnmower?
Yeah, welcome to
where my world. Where are they going?
I've explained this before. My wife is OCD about anything being out, and it will just get put somewhere, and it will make no rhyme or reason. It drives me up the freaking wall. But so... I had to go. Yeah, we'll find them eventually.
It's wild,
brother. Okay. I have found stuff. I'm just like, why is this here? What happened? Why? What was the process for this? And then I get the, well, you shouldn't have left it out. And I'm like, oh, okay. So
that's wild, dude.
Yeah, but when you've got the electric mower, you can't mow the entire yard without having the extra set of batteries. Because it's a like so we usually do the backyard and the front yard 2 days apart.
Yeah.
Because you have to use all of the batteries to mow each yard, and so when I get done with one set, I'll walk inside, start charging them,
See, and now we're talking. Yeah, now we're talking.
So that way, you know, I can go do it in 2 days.
Yeah.
But with only one set, I couldn't even finish the backyard or the front yard.
Mm-mm-mm.
And so it was like, well, this has become a problem. So I had to go grab, I had to run down the old depot. And let me tell you, those batteries, they're super cheap.
You know, they're not.
They're not.
They're not.
$100 later.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So now I've got, so now we can actually maybe do the front and the back at the same time with the extra set of batteries.
I really want to know where those batteries are.
Yeah, I know. I mean, they're the size of my fist, so they're not like easy to hide.
Do you have a Ryobi?
No.
Are they neon green and gray?
No. These are blacks. We have the Ryobi yard tools, but like,
those are hard to misplace.
No,
too.
The mower is the Kubota.
All right.
So,
look, man. I guess them's the struggles there.
Yeah, of course the batteries cross over.
The whole idea, though, that she's OCD, but she doesn't know where she puts them.
Oh. Well, here's the thing. If it's her stuff, it'll make sense. If it's mine, it just... And anything that falls into the tool category is obviously mine. And so it's just like... It's a guessing game. It's like,
I'll tell you what,
anywhere in the laundry room slash.
You guys are perfect for each other.
We are.
You guys really are perfect for each other.
Yeah.
Like, because you have, I'm sure that she probably has the same stories because you like a tidy area. Like, you don't like a mess. So you probably put some stuff away that is of hers.
I'm a spreader. So, like, when I sit down, like, you guys can't see it on the camera, but I always have, like, all of my stuff. I always put everything out that drives her crazy. Like, okay. That's the problem is, like, I put all my stuff out when I do something.
Mm-hmm.
And that sets off alarm bells for her. Alarm bells. Yes.
Golly, bud.
Yeah. So, that's my constant struggle of, like, okay, don't spread everything out. But I am a basket of cats. I am a mess with stuff. And mm-hmm. I do have everything out here, but it's always like...
You know where it is.
Yeah, always.
You know where it is.
My wife lost her wallet for a week last week.
A whole week?
Yes.
Just didn't know where it was.
No license, no credit cards, no nothing. And it was like very convenient. She's like, can I have your credit card?
Hmm.
And I'm just like...
Hmm.
She had a little trip to the nail salon that turned into a nail salon and... A little extra.
Well, it's easy when the charges all come back to you, bud.
Uh-huh. And then
what were you doing there?
A little trip to the grocery store, then lunch date with her friend, and then another little food delivery. Yeah. And I was like, what's going on here?
Buddy.
What's going on here?
Hey, them's the breaks.
I know.
That's what happens.
It's hard out here.
That's what happens.
It's hard out here.
She'll pay you back, though.
Yeah.
Because you've discussed this before. You guys keep everything separate.
We do in the sense of, like, I'm not controlling with anything. She just wants me to run all the finances, which is a good thing because she will lose her wallet
for a week. Where was it?
She said she had it, I think, in a different purse that she had in her car.
That's where you need to look for your batteries.
You're right.
That's where I'd start my investigation, Danny, is you need to start going through her purses and just being like, found the battery to the lawnmower.
Which is, it's random because I'm not sure, but your guys' wives, like, do they ever carry anything in their purses that matters? I guess you have kids, so you have to.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's in there.
She
I don't want to know what's in there.
Like, I'm just flaming my wife right now. It's just terrible.
No, it's fine. She doesn't listen.
No, she doesn't. When your guys' spouses leave the house,
yeah,
do they leave their wallet behind?
Frequently.
No, mine does not.
It drives me crazy.
No.
You are a full-grown adult. If you're leaving the house, I don't care if you're going on a walk.
Yeah.
Take your wallet with you, like, now, even like a credit card and an ID.
My wife's is her phone.
See, my wife will do that too.
I cannot tell you how much I hear this.
See,
just over and over, and it's like, it's right here. Like, she loses her phone or just leaves it somewhere. And then I get that, and I'm like, I found your phone. And then I get like 8 more of those rings. I'm like,
Mine is not. She ditched the Apple Watch. She got tired of the Apple Watch. She asked me to hit the find my phone on my phone for her.
Okay.
So that one's
just
great.
Just knowing what bothers you too.
Yeah.
This drives you crazy.
It's just, the thing is, my wife is incredibly smart, funny, hardworking, all those things. Her little intrinsic things, it's perfect because it's like all of my buttons.
Mm.
Boop, beep, boop, bop, boop. Oh, yeah. Oh, just
punching those buttons.
Flawlessly. But my intrusive thoughts win with her 90% of the time, so I get even.
We got to tell you, it's hard being a perfect husband.
It is.
You know?
It's tough.
You know, we're just out here just being perfect. There's no issues.
My wife puts up with this hilarious.
There's no issues on this side of things.
No, are you kidding me?
None.
Yikes.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
It's a fun time.
Hey, we got a text on the fan text line. Dusty, as we speak, I'm watching our yard guy mow and edge our yard as we sit in our air-conditioned house eating homemade teriyaki chicken and comfort. It's money well spent. Damn, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm picking up what you're putting down there.
I will say, shout out to everybody who was hitting the grill hard this weekend. I had multiple golf outings that all I smelled was the luscious barbecues that were barbecues and smokers. Y'all are doing good, Portland metro area.
I'll reserve my judgment.
Mm.
May smell good.
Oh, the smells were incredible.
Till they Lincoln Riley that brisket and ultra well done.
Yeah, what? Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
It's tough. Don't put your meat on the internet if it's going to be that dark.
That was a horrible brisket. And then he tried to redeem himself. And it still didn't look good. He went, he likes well done. And I can't subscribe to that. Not one bit. I can't do it. I cannot do it. That's awful.
I can't abide it.
Yeah. All right. Let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Do it.
NBA had things this weekend.
A lot of basketball this weekend.
There were games this weekend.
None of them really great. Well, Knicks Pacers were pretty good. But
I would say that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, I guess OKC Minnesota was good at the end, but it was not the best basketball I've ever seen.
It was, look, all I wanted was some drama.
Yeah, at least we got some of that.
We're getting drama.
Because a 40-point butt-kicking was not on my bingo card.
No. No.
That game was over immediately.
That series still hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually, OKC won last night. And I'll tell you what, those Timberwolves are putting up a little fight.
No, at least some of them are.
I mean, it'll be over. Yeah. It'll be over, come Wednesday?
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Heads back to Oklahoma. Like, come on.
I mean, when your best players come out and put up a combined, was it 20 shots for Minnesota? Yeah, it's not.
Okay, let's talk about that.
You want to go home.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about that, because that was something that really bothered me about ESPN's halftime show yesterday. It was mind-blowing what is happening, because Anthony Edwards cannot win there. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right. The Oklahoma City Thunder take a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Minnesota Timberwolves last night in Minnesota with a 128-126 win. Had a little bit of drama at the end. It was a furious finish there. But I think the first half is what got people all hot and bothered there because OKC looked like they were just going to be running away with it yet again. As they came out in that first quarter, drop a 37 piece on Minnesota, it looked like they were kind of in a little bit of cruise control, right? 8-point lead at half.
Yeah.
And it was the fact that Julius Randle and Ant Edwards did not have an impact in that first half, really, from a scoring output at all. Edwards had 2 shot attempts.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Julius Randle had 5 points on the game.
Yeah, finished with 7 total shots. And you know, number one, you have to give the Thunder some credit for going to the box and one.
Yep.
And junking up the defense. But like, it's not just that that Edwards took 2 shots. It was, and this may end up being the New Orleans Pelicans series for Dame, for Ant, for understanding what the true offensive burden is of being a lead creator in the NBA playoffs, like when it matters, because he looked confused and he looked passive. And yes, he was getting the other guys involved, but this is like the whole idea of like, oh, if you're, those are good shots, those are good shots, those are good shots. They're good shots in the sense of like you're getting good looks, but there's this, analytics can't quantify it, but the dude has to be a dude. That's kind of what it comes down to, and you have to find a way.
Yeah.
And if you can't, it's not necessarily an indictment on you. It's an indictment on your team and the inability to get you going in other ways.
Well, this was the issue that I had. Is last night at the half, ESPN rolls out in their halftime show an entire package of what OKC was doing to Anthony Edwards. Mm-hmm. Box and one, so all eyes were on him. He had 4 guys are playing zone, 1 guy's man-to-man on Anthony Edwards. No matter where he goes, multiple bodies are collapsing on.
They're putting a big body at the tip of the spear.
And so he is, and they show the highlight reel where he is driving in and he's kicking out because there's 4 guys collapsing on him. And right when that, after they explain it and everything is laid out, Stephen A. Smith just comes on and starts screaming about Ant Edwards' 2 shot attempts. He needs to be taking more shot attempts than that. This is the same guy who gets criticized for not having a feel for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And he was drawing attention, kicking it out, and Minnesota just wasn't shooting. Julius Randle went 1-for-4 from the field. Like
the bench was great. I mean, bench had 30 points in the first half.
And it was one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't. Now, is there Chris Finch not preparing Ant Edwards for what could be coming? That could be it. Mm-hmm. Just as you said with that New Orleans series where Dame getting jumped at half court and the double team being relentless on him at half court, Dame knew what was coming, especially for the last 3 quarters of that game, because it was from start to finish for 48 minutes, just relentless. But there is that adjustment period to it. In the second half, Anthony Edwards was far more aggressive. Mm-hmm. But to criticize the guy for only 2 shot attempts, when the reality of it was he was getting the ball to guys who weren't making open shots and he was trying to create opportunities for them, which he did. and they weren't capitalizing on them. The bench was good. Jaden McDaniels was good early in that game, too. I mean, he was shooting the lights out early, except for from three. In that first half, I think McDaniels was 1 for 4 from three. I mean, he had some pretty clean looks because Ant was drawing two defenders on that side of the floor.
And I use that Pelican series as the parallel because I've talked to Dame about that series a lot. Not only how transformative it was for him, but it's this idea of like, remember Al Ferrucamino kind of got blamed in that series? I want to say he shot like 46% from three. But the problem is, like, if your offense is, like, if the defense is winning every single time by getting, like, the whole idea is, like, they want to get the ball out of your hands, get the ball out of your hands, get the ball out of your hands. Like, that's the whole idea of doing this. And because they will live with those guys taking those shots, even good shooters, because they can't do anything else and they can't create beyond that and put the defense in further rotation. And that's the thing is, like, you have to take what the defense gives you to an extent. And the conversations I had with Dame about this were really interesting because I was always of the mindset of like, well, you know, he's getting off the ball. He's doing what he's supposed to do. At some point in time, that has to break. You have to find a way to split it. You have to find a way to put the defense in rotation by yourself. You have to find a way to break it down. And if you like going back and just watching Ant's drives in the first half, they caught him off guard. He did like there's numerous times where he jumps in the air, like he gets collapsed on, and it just doesn't work out for him. He gets to the free throw lines a couple times. He does find a couple kickouts. It was very much he didn't really know how he wanted to attack it. And then the first, I want to say, three possessions of the second half, all drives, two led to wide open kickout threes.
Mm-hmm.
They knocked down. The other one leads to the finish at the rim. And you're like, there it is. So there was a thing that he figured out. And I'm interested to see how far he can go.
That's why I said the preparation by Chris Finch, not bracing him and getting ready. The biggest sign of disrespect in the NBA is a box and one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that team is essentially telling you, it doesn't matter who else is on the floor. We don't care about those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys are meaningless. And it's not disrespect to Ant. It is disrespectful to the other four players for the Minnesota Timberwolves on the floor with Anthony Edwards. And so I don't criticize him for saying, guys, we are professionals, and you know this just as well as I do. You put a NBA player in a wide-open gym with wide-open shots, it doesn't matter who they are. Rudy Gobert would knock down threes in an open gym, right?
Yeah.
They were getting some bare-ass open looks, but they weren't converting on them. And like that, I'm saying, we are putting way too much of that weight, especially in that first half, on Ant Edwards. He needs to shoot more. Look at what OKC was doing when he did drive in that first half. It was legitimately four bodies around him.
And that's where Minnesota's got to be smarter about whether you get Dante in there earlier to have him try to trigger the offense. Because Conley, again, is an organizer. He can't really he can't do what he did 5-6 years ago in Utah, which was use his elite burst and quickness to get into the paint to cause problems, to put a defense in rotation or to compromise the shell to where you're just like, okay, we can't let Mike's not going to beat us, but we can't let him get to 10-foot runners where he's going to shoot like 80% on these things. Like, that's not a thing we can allow, and that's not what he can really do anymore.
I do agree in part with this text, though. The way Ant passes the buck, too, I didn't get enough shots to say I struggled. Come on, not getting shots up is a sign of struggling. I agree with the way he passes the buck part, but not getting shots up isn't necessarily always a sign of struggling. It is those other guys need to make their shots too.
Yeah.
And like they are all paid professionals.
I will say though, the other guys did show up. I mean, Na ends up with what? 23 points on 5 of 8 from 3. Dante's 21 on 5 of 8 from 3. I mean, Jay McDaniels ends up 22 on 15 shots. I mean, the other guys showed up. The guy who just hasn't, man, I don't want to say he's kind of slipping free here. Gobert has been bad.
Yeah.
He has been bad on offense. I should say on offense. That is always the issue with him. Everybody talks about him getting played off the floor. It's not for the defense, folks. It's never been for the defense. You're out of your freaking mind if you think it's because of the defense. It's because he's got brick hands.
Yeah.
It's just not there, man. And like, he's had a couple shots in this series where I'm just like, I go full Patrick Ewing. What is that? Do you practice that shot?
Like, just, you have hands the size of dinner plates. Grab the orange sphere and dunk the damn thing.
Put ball through
the hoop.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, he had a, like, he had a post-catch where the defense was trailing behind him. I think it was not this game, but the game before. Instead of just turning and just going to a little baby hook from 4 feet, he turns and fades and goes like a chest push shot.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
just be tall.
Brother, you are 7'2".
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Shea and Nikhil are cousins?
Oh my God. This is worse than Kevin Love from Lake Oswego and grew up playing with Clay Thompson.
Yeah.
It's egregious.
They're cousins. It is bordering Jerome Bettis is from Detroit.
Yeah. It's bad.
They really, at first I was like, huh, I didn't know that. Yeah. Now it's like, yeah, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, the Alexander, we get it. Yeah. Real quick on the
I did not put that together.
Oh,
though.
No? Oh,
okay. I didn't. Mm-mm. The Alexander Walker and then Gilgeous Alexander, didn't get it. But now I got it. Guys,
it'll get you.
I understand now.
I will say this. I don't want to sit here and just be like, denigrate the Timberwolves and not highlight the fact that Chet, Jaylen, and SGA went for 95 points combined.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Jaylen Williams and SGA had themselves a game and a half.
Yeah.
Those two put up 74.
And boy, do they need it because nobody else showed up for them.
Okay, let's talk about that because I think two guys did.
Mm.
Two guys did, and they have
crucial.
Been. And they've been awesome. Mm. That after us with SportsCenter.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus DNC supply.
Well, we talked about the Thunder taking a 3-1 series lead and only talked about the team that's won one game in this series, the Timberwolves.
I
kind of tried to get on this on Friday. We didn't have time for it. Are the Thunder a team that they become kind of like the Celtics were a couple of years ago, where they're just that good and we're just already tired of them, even though they haven't won?
No, no. I still think that they are, they're like at the infancy of the Jays together in Boston. Well, remember, the Jays just couldn't get over the hump, and they couldn't, it was just like, oh boy, when is this going to happen for them? There's talent. They're well coached. You know that they're going to be good, but when is that going to be? I think with this OKC team, we just don't know enough about them yet.
Just and because they're so young.
And they haven't
been tested.
Been here.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't, we haven't seen them enough to get tired of them. It's just, we've heard about it coming for so long that there's this feeling that they should already be battle tested, and they're not. They're not, and they haven't been. But we'll get sick of them soon enough. We'll get sick of them. I think there's just not enough people that truly know, because, again, the big networks, they don't highlight the small market teams as talented as they are.
And boy, is the NBA going to be pissed when they have an Oklahoma City, Indiana NBA Finals.
That's great basketball that they don't know how to market.
Yes. It's very dumb. And speaking of not knowing how to market or not understanding them, there's, you know, you alluded to two guys that are showing up for the Thunder, and we're kind of talking through them through the break. Caruso and Dort are just winners, man.
Alex Caruso, and those are the two guys. I mean, when you said nobody's showed up outside of Chet, Jalen, and SGA.
The offensive burden.
Those two guys, Dort and Caruso, they're not winning these games without them.
No.
Because what they do on the defensive end, and that was where, like, the box and one was so effective. When you have Dort on Anthony Edwards and forcing him into a direction and coming from that offside, is Alex Caruso, who is a master at just poking that ball out and just finding a way to be impactful. Like, good luck.
And Chet Holmgren's a helper.
Yeah, who just takes up a ton of space.
That's where he thrives. Like, him and Evan Mobley, they are not like, Wemby is the hub of a defense where you're just like, he alters everything. Chet and Mobley are incredibly good help side defenders. Like, yes, they're you know, guys that you could see them winning, you know, defensive. Obviously, Mobley did win one defensive player of the year. I could see Chet winning one in his career. But they're better when they don't have to just anchor the defense. And with Dort, you're kind of inverting the anchor and putting the anchor out front and being so physical and so big and so strong at the point of attack that you can be a little bit smaller. Like,
they are the kind of defenders, Dort and Caruso, that, remember when Jeremy Grant got here? It was, hey, he's a great help side shot blocker. But when you're getting gashed, he's rendered useless.
Yeah, no, it's like when you have a clear path to the lane, it's like, yeah, those guys aren't nearly as good, but have to have the stoppers up top.
They're really hard to find, like, especially having two on the same team with Caruso and Dort. But, like, that is where, like, all of the hope that people had about what Jeremy Grant could be defensively for the Blazers, he needs guys like that. Well, he's got a Tumani Kamara, which is good, but that's still not good enough to really maximize what that is. And that's what Chet Holmgren is great at. He's great at seeing it and covering that space is
because
number
his mobility at 7 foot is great.
But seeing that action come towards the rim and knowing how to time it, it's an art. And a lot of guys just don't have it.
No, it's great feel and kind of spatial awareness of knowing how much ground you can cover, how much ground you can give up and then still recover and get back. It's like the Zach Galifianakis, you know, math problem meme. It's in your face, and it just kind of happens intrinsically. You either have it, you don't. It's kind of when you talk about, like, Kevin Love being a rebounder. It's just like, you just know. And the Thunder just have a lot of those guys. Like, Cason Wallace is another one of those guys. Cason Wallace, like, is a guy that I can see the Thunder not being able to hold on to, and him going on and being, like, a one-time all-star, like a really good player. Like, I think incredibly highly of him. Like, I really do. I don't think they're gonna be able to keep him for the long haul. And it's just funny because they just can. Like, they have like a puppy mill of these guys.
I don't know if that's the best description of it.
You just have so many of them. They just, like, young kids just coming through and just like, oh, yep,
New home for him.
Okay, so not a kill shelter.
No, not a kill shelter.
Those are awful.
Yeah, no.
Those are awful.
No.
you said puppy mill. I'm like,
no, they just, they just produce them like crazy, and they're just have so many of them. And you have, that's when we talked about luck versus creating your own luck, that's where they've done incredibly good work is they have the core of kind of what they are. So they can go target very specific guys, and they've done incredibly well with that. They've had their misses. They've had the Usman Jangs of the world. They've had the Pokus of the world, but they've also had the Darts of the world, the Carusos of the world. Remember, Caruso's one of their G League products.
Yeah. Which they had to go trade for.
10 years ago.
Yeah.
But Wallace is another guy. Isaiah Joe is another guy. Wiggins is another guy. Like, they just have a lot of these guys, and it's funny in a sense that, you know, this Thunder team, we see them and it's presumptive. Oh, they're going to win the title. And then you go out there and you watch them get the living crap kicked out of them by 40 points.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're not there yet, but they're damn close.
Yeah. I think they could, they just said like, we can afford a nothing burger.
Yeah. Nobody wants to get smacked like that. And honestly, we spent so much time talking about this game that happened yesterday. I mean, you do have to give the Wolves credit for coming out the way that they did in that game, because they put it on that Thunder team immediately. That game was over in 6 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Did you know Matthew Stafford and Clayton Kershaw went to high school together?
No, no way.
Yeah. Blazers had a pre-draft workout today. Who was there? And what can we expect as we get closer and closer to the draft? Because we got some big landmark dates coming up over the next couple of days. Danny and Dusty on the Fan. All right, Blazers getting ready for their draft. Selecting 11th. Still gets my craw. Lost a spot. It's a lottery.
It happens.
They had workouts today, though. Who is in town today?
The name I think people would know is Caleb Love, formerly of North Carolina and Arizona.
Yeah.
So first of all, we should preface this. Tomorrow is the withdrawal day for the NBA draft.
Okay.
So we are less than a month away from the NBA draft. And the way the NIL landscape has just, if you think it's transformed football, it has done so much more to basketball. It is insane. The amount of money these guys are getting to go back. We already saw Yaxel Lindeberg go to Michigan for $3 million. And Yaxel was getting legitimate first-round love, but I don't think he was going to end up as a lottery pick. And he got $3 million to go to Michigan for a year.
That sounds like a good call on his part.
Look, if you're not sure of exactly where you're going to go, or if you're not getting like a couple lottery promises, I get it, because $3 million, and like, yeah, he'll be a little bit older in the class. Your draft position probably isn't going to change that much.
Yeah.
So do you want to go make, you know, $1 million as a late first, or do you want to go make three and get to touch the ball an awful lot at Michigan?
And then have an opportunity to work your way up the lottery even further in a not as loaded draft. It's still good.
It's going to be interesting to see how this draft shakes out next year. But for as far as this draft is concerned, the guys the Blazers brought in today, you're looking at like some top 60, top 75 guys. Like, you're seeing from Montana, you had Money Williams.
Awesome name.
Great name. Great story, too. But yeah, the guys the Blazers have brought in so far are mostly kind of second-round guys and some G League guys. And I think that's kind of the opportunity. Caleb Love has got a pretty great college resume.
Yeah.
Led two programs at North Carolina and Arizona to very successful runs. We saw Caleb Love, and, you know, he had the game against Oregon. He's one of those guys that when he goes off, just goes completely nuclear. But he can also just shoot you out of a game.
Well, yeah, and be a non-factor or a hindrance to you winning basketball games.
Seeing him up close in person, I was like, oh, he's a little bit more stout than I thought. He's a little bit bigger than I thought he was.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
He's got that physicality that he shows as a guard, but it
because that's how he's going to cut his teeth in the NBA. He's going to be a defensive guard.
Yeah.
And he's going to be a defensive guard who's got to be more consistent as a shooter. He's going to kind of be a floor leader kind of guy, like just an organizer. And he's got some experience. He's cut his teeth doing that and leading two preeminent programs in three different conferences to high levels of success. But as the weeks go on, the recruits, the prospects are going to be better. I would imagine later this week you're going to start seeing the influx of guys that are kind of the first lottery batch. It's going to be interesting to see who the Blazers can get to come in at pick number 11.
And that's the thing is, like, you know, we got people on the text line asking, you know, what are the chances that guys like Dylan Harper, Ace Bailey, none.
I'd be stunned if – here's the thing. Because – the Blazers front office has very good relationships with a lot of these agents on in the younger circuit because of, obviously, Mike Schmitz and his relationships that he's developed over years at Draft Express. You might get one of those guys in a private workout as kind of a favor, but I would almost guarantee it's not going to be a public workout.
Well, there's a lot that goes into it, too, because you're bringing these guys in for a workout mm-hmm. where they are on the floor. They don't want to risk injury for a team that is in all likelihood not going to be able to move up to get them.
Not only that, like everybody talking about trading up, nobody's trading up in this draft into the top five.
No,
that's it'd be stunning. I think the days of like the 76ers moving up to number one to take Markel and even going from 3 to 1, I think those days are gone. But the way this new CBA is, I don't think you're going to see anybody doing that. Because it's so, so, so valuable to get the highest end talent at the best deals you can get them at and make sure you get that guy.
Yeah.
So
the one team that does that I do have questions as to whether that or not they would do it is and be willing to move down, that is Philadelphia this year, sitting at 3 and knowing that it's guard heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do they do there?
All signs seem to point because they have nothing going forward as far as, like, cheap controllable contracts. I mean, they paid Maxey. They paid PG. Mm-hmm. They paid Embiid. They don't have anybody else in the pipeline.
So wouldn't it behoove them to move down to 5 and get somebody cheaper and then also get assets from Utah, which has another pick in the first round of this draft, or has a bevy of future picks? Like, if you are lacking that developmental pipeline, you should probably build it with cheap talent.
Because
they can't spend anywhere else.
Yeah, with where they're at, though, they need the highest-end talent because they are so pot-committed right now. And that seems to be the thought coming out of Philadelphia. Yeah. There's a few people who are like, oh, I could see them. Like, I don't see them trading out of that spot.
Yeah. It would be interesting, though, because if you get your hooks in and you're like, the difference between 3 and 5 really isn't that much. What? I mean, does it?
I think
Charlotte going to go guard again too?
I think if you ask Utah, the difference between 3 and 5 is pretty significant.
It's huge for them.
Yeah.
It's huge for them.
And that's the thing is like, when have you ever seen Danny Ainge kind of bent over a barrel and, you know, losing a transaction?
But if they get their guy, which is more feasible than Philly getting their guy, because whatever they get is not going to be Embiid or Maxey right there.
It's hard to see.
Yeah.
It's hard. It's with, we talk about, you know, what shapes the NBA, and it's the CBA. And I look at this CBA and guys are trying to optimize the talent to dollar ratio more than ever before. And I think that's going to, Morty here, the vernacular, it's the optimization of roster building. Yeah. And I think that's just going to be the big buzz that's going to carry through the next 7 years.
So it will be a roster construction issue, Sean.
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
All right. NFL's OTAs have opened up, and it is a story of who is there and who is not and who got hurt. You'll never guess. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun
and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.